Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk.
Reality Conversation. I am Marian Afua, your host. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. This is a time for us to sit back, relax, and have a conversation about those things that will enhance our lives, making us understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to another edition of Moments of Conversation. I am so excited to be here today. It is indeed the physical transition into a new year, the physical transition, and I say that because there's always a spiritual transition that goes on, and there's always something that is exploring and extending out into our greatness all the time. So we always have a time to make a resolution that we are going to commit to be our greatest level of who we are innately and by divine design. That's what we are doing on a regular basis. So we are going to get busy today here on Moments of Conversation. It's going to be a brief show, but I had to come on just to talk to you all a little bit about some of the greatness that's been going on and thank some people for this awesome, awesome year. 2013 was our fifth year of doing this radio program. Yeah, we had a couple of names throughout 50 Play, but pretty much we have been doing this for 5 years now. And so 2014 will be our sixth year, and I'm so excited that we can begin to grow, and I've grown, and I'm sure that many of you have grown, and it just has become a great, great opportunity. And so we want to begin to, you know, engage ourselves in conversations and continue to embrace the moment that we would like to share with one another so that we can get to a place where we continuously experience what's going on. Oh, yes, indeed. Indeed, indeed, indeed. So let's take a quick commercial break to let you guys know how you can get a hold of me. Of course, I'm not going to change. Yes, I'm in cold Wisconsin. I can't even begin to quote the temperature that it is outside, but it's cold. And we're going to be here. So thanks again for tuning in with me on today. Call a friend, tell a friend, have them chime in, and then we'll be able to get what we need to get. So with that, we're going to take our commercial break, and we're going to be right back after this.
Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Ifua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Ifua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Ifua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
And we are back. The conversation today is the 31st day of December of 2013. Here, feminine energy, there's been such an exchange of feminine energy around me and in my life. I'm sure you noticed it, and it is continuing to grow. But as we transition to the time of 2014, I want us to begin to think about.
Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Ifua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Ifua at 480-269-1038.
And we apologize for that technical difficulties. I'm telling you, even the computers are transitioning, doing their own thing today. But that's okay. But again, we want to transition into a newness, a new place of confidence, a new place of dedication and commitment, and to our highest level of our greatest self. And how do we get to that greatest self? All the things we've been talking about all year long, getting to identify exactly who we are and why we are here and what our assignment is. And our assignment is not badgering people. Our assignment is not to hurt people. Our assignment is not to beat ourselves up. Our assignment is to go deep within ourselves and experience the highest level of divinity. Absolutely, positively. Why? Because the divine presence is around us. The divine presence is within us, and the divine presence is us. Absolutely. It takes a moment to accept that, but that is the reality of our circumstances and our activities. So as you go forward in this new transition of the physical new year, begin to remember the many new years that you've had in your lives so far this year. What have you begun to transition out of or into? Many of us became authors. Many of us also became business owners. We became parents. We became partners. We became spouses. It was a transition. It required some attention. It required us to begin to look at things differently to fortify ourselves for the next level of existence. And that next level of existence is not going to be predicated upon whether or not everyone is happy. But it is going to be predicated upon whether or not we are committed to being the best that we can be to our authentic selves, to the journey of change, to that journey of revelation, to that journey of peace and prosperity, to that journey of wealth, to that acceptance of abundance, to the acceptance of self-love. As we transition knowing that who we are and what we represent is far more greater than all the anguish and frustration that people want us to embrace. Individuals who are uncertain always want us to embrace something that makes us uncomfortable. So we're going to stop that process and continue to grow and transition into the higher self, into our greatest being. Remember that as we go forward. Transition is a difficult thing initially, and then we open up to it, and then we go ahead and we take it. We go ahead and we experience it. Because all things are temporary, but they leave us with a permanent purpose. They should be guiding us back to that place, to that will, to that survival, to that honorable moment when we can enhance our life and find balance, that equilibrium, that eke of mind, body, spirit, along with the natural creativity that is within us. It is where every part of us is one with us and our divine alignment with the Creator. Yes, that's what happens when we transition. We transition not for the worse, we transition for the better. It is an integration of this full function that allows us to progress. You have to transition like when you're driving a vehicle. It has to transition from one gear to another. It doesn't just go straight to five. Absolutely. So as you go forward, expect to experience harmony and peace and acceptance and patience. And understand that what is happening because we are growing, because we are changing, and it is necessary. And through this acceptance, we can locate the place where we have balance. We are not comparing ourselves to others. We are not looking inwardly to say something is wrong. We are looking inwardly to find out how we can express and experience more balance, more love, more abundance, more compassion, be able to access our real identity. And I see our resiliency skills that we have, and we can celebrate our successes without putting limiting thoughts on it. We can go ahead and we can love absolutely, so that when we become overwhelmed in our transition, we have to remember also we got to take time out to relax and become calm and centered and recall what happened. You know, what was said to get us here? What was done to get us here? Then when we think about it, about the new approach that could have prevented it, or understanding our role and the reason why we chose that role that we really have in it, and then we seek out the divine. And after we seek out the divine, we usually have a better way to respond, to make the change, and recognize that it's part of our growth process. And we resolve to accept, and we release it from our heart and mind, and we receive the next level of greatness. Absolutely, positively, so it is. Oh, yes, survival, choice, options are all up to us, because only we can bring the vision together. So as you transition this year and you begin to do your resolution, do your resolutions with the intention of knowing that there's going to be progress. Do the resolution with the intention that there's going to be change for the better. Do your resolution knowing that you're going to do only what you can because it is what's needed and necessary, not what others are expecting and you're not willing to do. Until next time, remember that when things begin to cloud your way and make you feel overwhelmed, stop. Scream out nice and loud. That's not my reality. No, it is not the end of the road until you believe that it's more than just a bad dream. Wake up. Reform your intentions. Take back the position of power, which is your perspective, the ownership of that perspective, knowing that you are worthy and that you can have the expected result that you desire. Until next time, continue peace and blessings. And we'll see you again real soon as we all transition into a new physical lunar year.
just